is like, this is like a parody of the kind of Latino culture that he describes all the time, is what it kind of felt like. Susan Sarandon is in it as well. I did not know that until I watched it, and she's the villain in it. She does a great job as the villain. I thought George Lopez did a great job too, and it's just when I got done, I just thought this show's okay. It's okay. It's not one I'd be like, oh my gosh, you've got to go see this. It was just like, eh, it's okay. Yeah, it's not bad. But this is my thoughts as well. It's probably going to do very, very well in the theater. The reason is because it is very Latino-centric.
Despite, like, I just looked up IMBD's, or is it IMDb? Oh my gosh.
IMDb. It's the Internet Movie Database. But right.
This very not good ratings. No. Like, it's like critics, a 3.5-star.
Critics don't
really
like it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean anything.
But I didn't think critics liked Black Adam either.
No, they didn't. Yeah.
So
they,
but I heard that was really good. I just don't go to the movies like you do. You're like movie nerd.
I'm a new movie nerd, yes. But here's the thing. Think about this. Encanto. Disney's Encanto that came out.
Which
was
an
okay movie.
I did not like
it. And you didn't like it. I thought it was okay.
It was so annoying.
But when I got done with it, I was like, no, it was a pretty good movie. It exploded. It did so, so well. One example is there's one song in there that says, "We don't talk about Bruno." It's very catchy. We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. It's very catchy.
Yes.
But that song had more plays than Let It Go from Frozen.
No kidding.
Which
okay.
is like, what? No, that's Let huge. It Go from Frozen was sang by every child and every 4-year-old girl for a year. And that movie was seen over and over and over. We don't talk about Bruno, beat Let It Go.
Man.
That's how powerful the Latino culture is in supporting movies that reflect their culture. This movie's going to explode in the
like
theater.
Like that movie Coco.
Yeah, like Coco's another one. Yeah,
Blue Beetle hated it. It just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, I didn't mind Coco. I thought it was
okay. Oh, is that one about the dead thing?
Yeah,
the
ghost.
Yeah, that looks weird.
I
haven't watched a cartoon.
De Muerta.
Yeah. So I thought the movie was okay, but it's still going to explode.
Well, it's got 79% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's from the Tomato Onometer.
It's not
95% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, which says something. IMDb is like a huge nerd, which I love. Yeah. That's where I go to IMDb. And
yeah,
like,
that's what I thought.
I thought they were more accurate and reputable
than Rotten Tomatoes. Sorry.
No, yeah. You are correct.
Okay.
You're definitely correct, Jenna. So I think their scores were
look, and I'm honest with my reviews. People are asking already, like, let me guess, the big bad men and police were all white. There's definitely tones. Like I said, this is an illegal family. They're open about it. Like, we don't invite the police over and all this other stuff. And there's also open things that, like, they don't feel like they're given economic opportunity because of their status.
They have more opportunity now.
No, this is the messaging in the movie. The messaging in the movie is you don't get this opportunity, and
okay,
that's why it's such a big deal that one of them becomes a superhero.
This is where messaging, you lose me, because then the whole time I'm like, come on, like, it's an eye roll to me.
And a lot of people are going to be that way, but I'm telling you, this movie's going to explode.
I just want to be entertained. I don't want to.
You don't
have
want the political messages.
I don't want any underlying messages.
But see, that's how I am as well. And I'm like, I don't actually care if you give messages if I'm entertained. And I told you before.
That's because you're a better person
than all
of us.
I saw Barbie, and Barbie was better than I thought it was going to be. Because it entertained me.
Exactly. And there was an underlying message.
There's all kinds of underlying messages. And I'm like,
mental health and women
messages.
Should be more. And being a being at home as a mother
but
might
But that's
hold
my
you
problem
back.
With
and
this one. Blue Beetle didn't really entertain me that much. There was moments that were funny. And there was a couple moments, though, I was the only person in the theater laughing. And I'm like, okay, I'm the only one that thinks this part's funny. All right.
Everybody else fell asleep.
Pretty much.
It's funny. And George Lopez, like, the one thing he's known for besides, hey, I'm Hispanic, it's like, oh, cool, no guff, Chet, is stealing other people's jokes. So truly, this was probably written by a whole bunch of other people.
Could have been as well.
Oh, that's
true,
probably
George
true.
Lopez. Yeah, I know.
Because to be honest, not all his stand-up comedy stopped being good
after he stopped stealing.
Yeah. Exactly. Did we miss traffic?
We actually did miss traffic.
I'm
my
so
bad.
Sorry.
So let's go ahead and hit traffic. Sorry.
Roads are fine. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. Lillian and Cordova Road now showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock this morning. And then Highway 90, Dean Drive, and Sanford Street in Pace, it looks like showing an accident. But again, no roadblock. Careful wherever you are. 437-1620. If you have those traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Real quick here, a couple other movies are out in the theater. One is called Strays. It's about a bunch of stray dogs that speak, like, you know, they have voices, so we hear what the dogs are thinking and stuff. Right. It is not for kids. It is rated R. Will Ferrell voices one of the dogs. Will Forte, Jamie Foxx, Isla Fisher, Randall Park. Oh, Randall Park's so funny.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah, and 54% on Rotten Tomatoes for that.
Okay.
And zero audience score right now.
Back on the Strip is also rated R.
What's that about?
This one right here, let me get my Barry White voice for you. A young man named Merlin moves to Las Vegas to follow his dream of being a magician. But instead, he becomes the new member of the Chocolate Chips, a legendary black male stripper group who are staging a reunion. The Chocolate Chips include Wesley Snipes, J.B. Smooth, Faison Love, and Bill Bellamy. There you go. Back on the Strip, rated R. Check
chocolate
it out
chips.
Today.
I just put that all together. Like, oh...
The chocolate chips.
Right.
Did you get it now?
I do. Yeah.
When she made the chocolate chips joke last hour.
I made the chocolate chips joke.
Yeah, but you made the chocolate chips joke. I just thought strippers, not, I mean, exotic dancers, not.
No, I think the dudes
not
can be
African American exotic dancers. That's why they call them chocolate chips.
That's in the theater today.
We just went down a whole other path.
There's a lot of today years old memories for me today.
Yeah. City Council.
Can't wait for time up.
Back into some more local news here. Oh, and by the way, there is a. There is only one scene during the credits of Blue Beetle. If you want to, like, is there something at the end of the credits? Nothing at the end. One thing in the middle to be able to watch
for
the credits.
I love that you do that, Bobby. Thank you for that.
No problemo. Also, there is a... there's some bad words in it every now and then, but not terrible. And there's really nothing sexual or anything like that involving it as well. So... then I can't read that.
We can't read that text, but that's the funny
one
of the funniest texts I've ever seen.
Yes.
Thank you, 736.
Local story here, real quick for you. City Council has voted to allow food truck courts in Pensacola. Oh, I love this. I like food truck courts where you can go there and there's like five or six you can choose from.
Yeah, I want the coffee one, the dessert. I want the sweet, the salty, the savory, the spicy, the Mexican.
I want to go over here and go get me some tacos. And then afterwards I'm going to go get a shake over here. And then over that I'm going to get that right there with the weird fancy hot dogs. So, yeah, I think that's good stuff. All right, coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom.
That's right. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Radio 92.3, or I'll get traffic out of the way. Good news is we're not showing a lot of accidents this morning. It's good. We haven't had any roadblocks. Dean Drive, Sanford, and Highway 90 in Pace showing an accident, but not a roadblock this morning. And same with Lillian and Cordova Road. No roadblock this morning. 437-1620. You can always text in your traffic tips if you have them. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We're talking about food trucks. Pensacola has passed an ordinance that allows food truck courts. I'm looking forward to this. It's fantastic. I got a text here that says, tell Bobby he wants to get on the food truck bandwagon. We'll do a food truck called the Legless Lizard. That way he can serve up some of that amazing snake he was bragging about.
Yes.
So speaking of snakes, a new 15-foot, 100-pound snake was captured in South Florida just the other day by a teenager.
Oof.
15 feet, 100-pound snake. And that's what I'm saying. It's a snake. Mm-hmm. Why does it weigh 100 pounds? It has 100 pounds of meat. There's no guts and stuff. There's very, very little guts of a snake. This when you see a 100-pound snake, think that's a lot of meat. You could feed a lot of homeless people.
I don't know anybody that eats snake, except you're the only person I've ever met that has eaten snake.
Yeah. Bobby Boucher's mama used to eat snake.
And the water boy, I was going to say. Also, Henry Winkler, because he had his knee.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. He goes, is this knee?
I mean, yeah.
Which, by the way, Henry Winkler, one of the nicest people I've ever interviewed.
Oh, in the whole wide world.
He's
so
kind.
Nice. We interviewed him for Pensacon, and he was just the nicest guy.
I interviewed him 1 year because he wrote a book for dyslexic children. It's a kid's book
nice.
For dyslexic children to read. And I was like, you know, why'd you do this? And he goes, well, I found out later in life I was dyslexic and that I struggle and da-da-da. I said, I found out recently that my daughter's dyslexic. Oh. And he goes, do you have a second? I go, yeah. He goes, can you record this? And I was like, it's already being recorded. Go ahead. Yeah. And he goes, I want to leave a message for your daughter.
Oh, that's so nice.
And he left like this kindest message, like you can do anything. You don't let any of your disabilities hold you back and blah, blah, blah. I was like, this guy is amazing.
He is amazing. Yeah. And his, like, he was on a show, is on a show called Barry. Have you seen this? It's on HBO.
Oh, yes.
Right. The and he's killer. Like, I'm on this show. And I was like, you're still on, not like that, because of course I remember him as the Fonz.
He's so talented.
Yeah.
So talented. Mm-hmm. He's amazing. I think he's one, Barry was my thing. I got late on and got into watching. It's great. That season 4 just came out. And,
I haven't seen season 4 yet.
It's phenomenal. I have to give you my password. Sounds we have good. To have the password conversation.
Yeah, we'll have to have
like
that
I do with Gracie and Andrew and...
David, what you got going on with the news?
That's right.
Well, India's space agency is releasing some new images of the lunar surface as its Chandrayaan spacecraft approaches the south pole of the moon. The black and white video released yesterday shows a close-up of craters where the lunar lander is scheduled to touch down later this month. The Indian Space Research Organization says they're going to be conducting a series of experiments on the south pole of the moon, which they believe may contain water and ice. We've been hearing a lot about the last several months about Bud Light and its parent company, InBev, the money, the market share they've lost since their disastrous marketing relationship with Dylan Mulvaney. Well, now the heir to Anheuser-Busch offering to buy the company back from InBev. If they want to sell it, that is. Billy Bush, his family sold Anheuser-Busch in 2008, says he is the first in line to buy it back, and he says he would like to, quote, make the brand great again.
I knew it was coming. I knew he was going to say that. I knew it.
Wah, wah, wah.
As soon as you said, I was like, I bet something's coming in here that's going to have a little Trump thing to it. Sure enough, there it is. Make the brand great again.
It would be interesting to see what a private family ownership could do, you know, to... bring the brand back a little bit.
To help it revive, yeah, because it's still struggling in their sales, apparently. So.
It is. Down just quite a bit. And you can see it any store you walk in.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, you look at that particular shelf, and yeah.
Costco won't sell it certain stores.
Oh, yeah, they've gotten rid of it now.
Yep, they won't. I don't know if it's at all of them, but I know that, you know, they will not sell Bud Light in particular stores across America because it was a waste of money for them to carry it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's crazy. So, you were just talking about them checking out the moon, trying to find out if there's ice on the moon.
Right. They believe there may be ice and water on the south pole of the moon.
Okay.
So they're going to be doing some experiments on that here.
All right. Pretty fancy right there. NASA's,
what about Uranus?
No, that's next segment.
Oh. Yeah.
Stop jumping ahead, Candy. NASA is continuing its preparations to send astronauts deeper into space next year. Space agency started out to roll a mobile launch tower at Kennedy Space Center yesterday. They're doing some tests on the Artemis II moon mission. The equipment will provide a rocket and capsule with power when it's time for liftoff. Once it finally reaches the launch pad, officials will begin conducting a series of tests and upgrades. The first crewed mission around the moon is set to take place around November 2024. So lots of moon stuff happening. And by the way, there's private companies already trying to figure out how they can create moon hotels where you would basically go on vacation for like a month and you just be on the moon for like a month. Have you seen that Apple TV show Tomorrowland?
I've seen part of it.
So good. So good. Where they sell land on the, they sell property on the moon. And so you can go live on the moon if you want and all this stuff. And it's a very funny, quirky movie. But yeah, we're starting to get like having regular conversations about travel to the moon, moon exploration. Like, and now you're talking about finding ice on the moon. It's crazy. It's what's that? Would you go to the moon? Would you go visit the moon if you could do it? And let's say it's affordable. Okay, let's just assume it's affordable.
I mean, it'd be interesting to say you went to the moon, but what are you gonna do when you get there?
You're gonna stare out the window.
You're going to look at Earth and be like, oh, I wish I was with my family
got a text
watching
says,
Apple TV.
India is going to try to sell you an extended warranty now on your lunar rover. Thank you, Jeffrey. That's hilarious.
Coming up here next, I do have an update on Uranus. Stick around.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Instead of this coming January 2nd, as proposed by prosecutors, former President Trump's legal team is asking that his federal election conspiracy trial start in April 2026, also arguing jury selection in December would conflict with a hearing in the federal documents case against Trump.
The former president's legal team argues, quote, the special counsel's actions appear to be intentionally motivated to prevent President Trump from meaningfully preparing for either trial and to simultaneously prevent him from running a campaign for president of the United States.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Hurricane Hillary on the way could cause flooding in the Southwest.
By the time you get into Sunday evening, you are approaching Southern California. Those winds really start to drop off, but this is not going to be a big wind story. Ultimately, that system drags all the way up across into eventually the Pacific Northwest.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. Stocks start the day lower on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy Friday, News Radio 92.3. It is 85 degrees, the sun shining in Pensacola right now. I'm David Wayne. The woman accused of conspiring in the fatal shooting at a Home Depot last week will remain in jail without bond. That, despite her attorney's efforts to get her released on $250,000 bond in court the other day.
The majority of the evidence that the court has reviewed is text messages that were taken out of context. And, Your Honor, to my knowledge, she has over no prior criminal history that would support such a charge.
50-year-old Sheila Agee is charged with principal to first-degree murder. She faces a mandatory life sentence in prison if she's convicted on that charge. Agee will be due back in court September 8th. Her 20-year-old son, Keith, charged with premeditated first-degree murder in the death of 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims last week. Well, there's new leader for the Escambia Children's Trust. This after the surprise resignation of Tammy Greer last week.
Ms. Greer, due to her own reasons, turned in her resignation. And the board called this meeting so that they could deal with what was going on and appoint somebody new to keep leading the agency.
And the Escambia Children's Trust appointed Tammy Abrams as the new interim executive director at an emergency meeting that went on yesterday afternoon. Greer had provided 60 days notice. The board elected to terminate her immediately at yesterday's meeting. Abrams now says she's ready to continue moving forward with the trust's mission. Escambia County parents and students speaking out over the decision to withhold the teaching of AP psychology this year. Interim superintendent, Keith Leonard says up until the start of the school year, there'd been mixed messages over whether allowing the course would violate state law or not. Ultimately, he said he needed to protect the teachers and their autonomy. The student that requested that that decision be reversed.
Lessons that were not taught to small children for indoctrination, but to young adults seeking a balanced education. Many of whom were eligible for the military draft, yet still too frail of mind to learn even mildly controversial subjects. This banning of AP Psych is Byzantine, unpatriotic, and quite frankly absurd in its very nature.
School board members also heard from citizens who were saying the district should take a stand against the state's standards for Black history education. Deputies in Okaloosa County say a woman's now been charged with child neglect, accused of leaving an infant inside an unattended car for several hours as she completed community service towards her probation. 31-year-old Niceville resident Shanice Eppinger was booked and released on $5,000 bond. Deputies say she lied about how long the child was left alone, but video surveillance showed it was from 10:15 in the morning until 12:30 in the afternoon. The sheriff's office says the infant was strapped into a car seat crying inside a van that had limited cooling. The van was parked near the Goodwill store on Beale Parkway there, and at the time of the arrest, the temperature was 86 degrees with a heat index of 94. A law restricting some Chinese residents from buying land in the state of Florida will be allowed to stand. A federal judge has rejected a lawsuit that was attempting to overturn SB 264. That law took effect last month. It affects people who live in China that are not U.S. citizens or lawful residents. Under the law, they're banned from buying agricultural land within 10 miles of military installations or critical infrastructure. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a check on our traffic on the fives. Candy, what do you see?
Hey, thanks so much, David. This is brought to you by Discover. And watching a couple of accidents, but not roadblocks this morning. Lillian and Cordova Road showing an accident, and Highway 90, Dean Drive and Sanford Street showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock. And zooming out on the map, I'm not showing any congestion. Certainly caution wherever you are. You know that. This is brought to you by Discover. And Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Warm and humid day today with temperatures warming up near 95 degrees. We are going to have temperatures feeling a bit warmer into the triple digits, 10% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. For Saturday, hot and humid again, 96 degrees for your high, feeling much warmer with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 79. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it's 85 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, 82 in Milton, and we are seeing those triple digit heat indexes all across the area once again.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Your money now. The market's down again today. The Dow down for a fourth day in a row, down 94.97.80 at 34.377.03. The S&P 500 down 20.40 at 4.349.96. The NASDAQ down 113.45 at 13.197.30. Our 10-year bond rate today is down at 4.27%. Gold prices up $8.50 at $1,923.70. Silver prices also up a bit at $22.76. And crypto investors, whoa, a huge drop in the Bitcoin. That's down $1,557.28 at $26,337.15 this morning. Mortgage rates surging to record highs. This week they hit the highest level in 21 years, just under 7.1%. That's up from 6.9% last week. Rates have been up all summer, above 5.6% since the end of May. The last time they went over 7% was November 2022. This week, the highest since 2002. Third-party sellers on Amazon that ship their own packages are soon going to have to pay an additional fee starting October 1st. Members of Amazon's Seller Fulfilled Prime program are going to have to pay the company a 2% fee on each product sold if they're not paying for Amazon's fulfillment services. The online retail giant also charges sellers a referral fee between 8 to 15% for every sale. The Writers Guild of America is still in discussions with Hollywood Studios. Yesterday, the WGA met with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers to continue negotiations towards ending that writer's strike. It's been going on for over 100 days now. The CEO of several major studios also expected to host meetings later today to discuss the next steps they can take. It's 8:39, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, got the topic for you here for the frivolous topic. Think about here for a second, then I'll get to a news story, and then we'll come back to your texts. Our text line, by the way, 850-437-1620. I'm Bobby Rossi, by the way, filling in for Andrew McKay if you're just tuning in. Jenna Barr here as well joining me, and of course, Candy and David. So the topic today, what is something you're convinced that people are pretending to like, but they're just pretending to like it? They act like they like it, but they're just pretending. They can't really like it. There's a list that was put out. Here's just the top five that were mentioned. It just to spur your brain. Camping, driving stick shifts, sparkling water, caviar, and Crocs, just to give you an idea. So text in what you think you're convinced people are just pretending to like, and then to 850-437-1620, and then we'll talk about that. In the meantime here, let me give you a news story. We're talking about NASA and trying to probe deeper into space. We're talking about NASA trying to find out if there's ice on the moon. I got NASA on another story. I got this from iflscience.com. A probe from NASA called New Horizons passed Uranus years ago. And next month, NASA is spinning it around to check Uranus from behind. They're asking amateur astronomers to also train their telescopes on Uranus next month. They say every bit of data they collect from Uranus and even from people's backyards could help unlock the mysteries of Uranus.
They're scoping out Uranus from the other side.
That's right. They're probing it from the other side.
They're probing it from the other side. Yes. I'm just telling you that...
It's a legit story. I got it from iflscience.com. It's on the internet. Can't lie.
They don't find
the internet never lies.
Oh, okay. How are you not dying? I'm sorry.
I was just thinking about...
My face was trying to melt off trying to cover that story with a straight face.
The idea of probing Uranus.
From behind. Yeah. That's... Sounds very painful, actually.
You know, the worst part about this is whenever you do watch a science show now, because of people like, I'm not going to name names, but their names rhyme with Jenna and Bobby, they pronounce it Uranus.
Ew.
That makes it worse.
Yeah.
Ew, people say Uranus.
When they say that, yes, they do. They call it Uranus.
You watch any science show.
That sounds like
they're
another reproductive part.
They're like, it's not Uranus,
part.
It's Uranus. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, ew. Because they've had too many people that are like 12 years old, even though we're like, yeah.
It's got to be.
I am an adult.
If they're going to name it Uranus, Uranus, it's got to just say Uranus, right?
No.
Sure.
Oh, well.
All right. I hear that it has a smell to it.
It does. It actually does. Scientifically, it has a smell, and it Uranus smells like farts.
Hydrogen sulfide.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a true story.
Back
to our frivolous topic, 850-437-1620. What is something you're convinced people are pretending to like?
This show.
Some of the...
Oh,
that was
boy.
Good. That
just
was
kidding.
Good. That
thank
was a good
you,
one.
Thank you.
Some of the...
High five and a million angels right
some
now.
Of the recommendations on here of some ideas. Camping, driving a stick shift, Crocs, caviar, sparkling ooh. Water.
They're wrong about Crocs. Have you guys ever tried Crocs?
I refuse.
I know that you off the air. She called it not male birth control, but just in a lovely way. I'm not.
It's not radio
approved. But they're so comfortable. I'm not. I'm just saying. Male birth control.
I don't.
Right.
But Crocs are comfortable. I've worn. I've not owned a pair.
They're comfortable.
You know those guys that hold up the fish in their profile picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're wearing Crocs, like without a doubt. They're wearing Crocs.
Yeah, because they're comfortable.
Crocs are wicked comfy, dude.
No.
Yeah, but you think people are pretending? You're one of those that thinks people are pretending to like it.
They're just doing it because they're lazy. And they don't want to lace their shoes.
I don't think people are pretending to camp. I think that's I love camping.
That's a weird thing.
I used to love it.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's on the list, yeah.
I had a dating profile for about 1 minute because, and Jenna, you're going to be married forever and it's fine, but don't ever do it because you'll just get awfully gross photos from people, you know. But you guys know what I'm saying. But yes. No, I would always put camping in my thing because I like people that like camping, but I don't. Camping is not fun when you're older. You're laying on the ground. There's bugs. People can kill you.
Yeah.
Bears. Oh, yeah, they definitely.
What's something you think people are pretending to like?
Okay, I'll tell you in 1 second. Let's
Kevin King, you're wrong.
Let's get traffic first,
okay,
and then
traffic,
we'll get
then
into
we'll
it.
What we're pretending to like, yeah.
Oh, throw me here. Under, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. The roads are fine. Highway 90 and Dean Drive, Sanford Street in Milton, or Pace rather, showing an accident but not showing a roadblock this morning. Same with Lillian and Cordova Road. It looks like that has been cleared, so not showing a roadblock there either. And again, not seeing any congestion. It looks like everything for the most part running smoothly. And certainly if you know different or you see an accident or have that traffic tip, let us know at 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, what are some of the things you think people are pretending to? They can't really like it, but they're pretending. I'll share mine real quick because I kind of mentioned it
the other day.
There's
so many things, actually.
Alcohol.
Yeah, I was thinking that off the top of my head. I don't know how people...
I haven't had alcohol. Well, I'll just say beer because I tried the non-alcoholic beer. I shared this story the other day. Tried non-alcoholic beer. I tried the Budweiser one. I tried Stella Artois, and I tried Guinness. I didn't finish. I didn't swallow any of it. It was disgusting. It was just. It tasted like liquid wheat.
It does. It tastes like liquid wheat. Right.
Rotten liquid wheat. It was gross. I was like, no. There's no way somebody likes beer.
But then again, asking a Mormon if they, you know, about the alcohol, if they like, you know, whatever, is like the similar to asking like a vegetarian if they like steak. You know what I mean? Like,
no, that's true. Yeah, you're not a drinker.
So it's different.
You could be a vegetarian though and know steak is amazing. I just prefer to not eat it. Beer's disgusting. At least, I mean, I had non-alcoholic beer.
Okay,
I get
vegan,
it. So it's not the
vegan,
same thing.
Because vegans are like, that's a whole lifestyle.
All right,
but I
fine.
Understand, yeah.
What
alcohol
was something
is
you
one.
Think?
So I was thinking more along the lines of like, I don't know, like trendy music. Like people are just like, yeah, I listen to this, da da da. But they're just doing it because somebody in the room is like, oh yeah,
like, I like Lizzo too. Yeah, right,
yeah,
right,
right. And you're just like, I don't know who that is, but I'm gonna pretend. Like, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. Right. Whereas I will blatantly tell you, I have no idea what you're talking about or if
I had
like
somebody
that.
Tell me that about the Beatles. They said, I think people pretend to like the Beatles. Beatles aren't good. I'm like, are you crazy? The Beatles are amazing. But they're like, no, people
I don't
pretend.
Think they're amazing across the board.
Well, not across the board. They got a lot of crap, but
there
there's
you go.
A lot of good
so
songs.
They were together 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
they
okay.
Amazing.
So, are you? What's something people are pretending to like?
Other people.
Oh man, isn't that true? I was going to name a political figure, but somebody has beat me to it and made me laugh.
Which one is it? Where is it at?
And that wasn't the one I was going to say. Somebody said Joe Biden.
Okay.
He's not who I was going to say, but that's a good
but
one.
But I can see.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a lot
I
of
actually
that,
see
yeah.
that in a lot of politics.
I
like,
see that absolutely.
Do you really like that person?
Right. Yeah, I can see that. Somebody said they're in-laws.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
Hilarious.
I can see
you're
that.
Pretending to like your in-laws?
Yeah,
I could probably, yeah, I understand that.
I used to think Wagyu beef, is that the name?
Yeah, Wagyu.
Until I tried it.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you mean pretending?
It like melts in your mouth.
Oh my
so
goodness.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just because it's expensive. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Plus,
I'm like, oh, who's
like
paying that much
like
money for a steak? Oh
right.
my gosh.
And it sounds like you're eating like a kangaroo or something. Like it doesn't sound.
Wagyu or
what
whatever.
What other texts do we have coming in about?
Somebody else said awkward pregnancy photos. That's a good one. Goat cheese.
Goat cheese.
You know
I like goat
pretend,
cheese.
Like, I'm sorry, I just
I'm
got loud.
Goat cheese.
People pretend to like all of these gender reveal things.
Oh yeah.
Right? Where you pop a balloon.
Definitely do not
or,
like that.
I've been invited to one and I thought I was getting asthma when I was there because they exploded a cannon of blue dust.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, they're trying to murder all of us. Like this is what they're doing. This is the demise. This is how they just brought us here to kill us.
They're like suckers.
The awkward pregnancy photos. Yeah, I don't like it when like the mom's like half naked and the dad's like hands behind. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh,
what are you doing?
Those kinds of things. I couldn't understand what it meant by the awkward pregnancy photos.
Yeah, but, and she's like, you know, in this like sultry gown and you're like, what? Why?
Like they don't really like that. That's just a parody. They're making fun of something.
No,
right?
That's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
It's
dude.
A real thing. We'll show you on Pinterest.
Oh, please don't.
Somebody else
okay.
says,
let's eat salad out of a jar.
Exactly. Oh, most people pretend to like exercising.
No, I don't think they pretend.
Oh,
you get an exercise
do.
High, though.
But once you get used to it,
you get an
it,
exercise
yeah.
high.
Dude, I lie about loving exercise all the time. You're correct. Yeah, I know. I can't wait to go stretch after this.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody said
my
pumpkin
mouth around a burger.
Spice.
What?
Oh, I can't.
Kevin King said pumpkin spice, and he is wrong.
They think that
pumpkin spice is delicious, Kevin King.
But I see what they're saying.
Of Gulfreeze, Florida.
Cause constipation.
What does?
No, it doesn't.
Pumpkin spice, yeah. Oh,
no. Well, I guess maybe that's why they put it in the coffee. It balances out.
A lot of Joe Biden's here. And
I know.
A lot of Joe Biden's.
Guys.
And, oh, my gosh, somebody put your wife, your spouse.
Pretending
they
to,
pretend
like, your
to
spouse.
Like your spouse. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that's probably true.
Fake
it till you make it. Fake it till you make it.
Right. Fake it till you break it. Are you kidding me?
Or that, too. Yeah.
Jenna always with the best advice.
Yeah. Okay. pretending like Vegemite. I've never had Vegemite.
It's disgusting.
That's the thing from England or
from Australia.
Australia. Yeah, the one where they talk funny. So there it is.
Man of the world, Bobby Rossi. Yeah, no, Kevin, we had an Australian country duo that came through here, and they brought Vegemite, and I tried it, and it is not, I don't know what I thought it would taste like, but. It sounds like something you'd like.
Really?
It's some sort of weird vegetable yeast thing that.
I do like yeast.
But you would go like, oh man, this is fine. Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Where I'm just like, bring on the fries.
I don't know. I was thrown off by the I do like yeast part. I don't even know how to respond to that.
I know. That's why I never bring Jenna snacks.
Nutritional yeast. It's so good.
Nutritional yeast. I don't mind nutritional yeast. Okay, yeah.
You don't like beer, though, because it tastes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait. So we asked, what is something that people pretend to like, but they really don't like? And somebody put ugly babies.
Your baby's so cute. Yeah, okay, that's funny.
For an alien?
Yeah.
No, just, I love, babies are adorable.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
But that's so funny.
That's good. That's really good.
Oysters. Oh, that's a good
oysters.
One.
Oysters.
Yeah. Oh, I love oysters.
People are like, I love oysters, but some people will say they like oysters.
I could see where they wouldn't, though, because it looks like
chewing on a dried up booger.
And it's just boogers. Oh, my gosh, they're delicious.
Dried up. What kind of oysters are you eating?
Yeah,
fried ones.
What kind of boogers are you eating?
Yeah, fried oysters. Like an oyster.
No, we're talking about raw oysters. Raw oysters. Yeah.
Have you ever had raw oysters?
Yeah, I have. I had them at a party like at Christmas, and I still was like, why? Like,
why is this a
thing? Why am I a mermaid right now? Like, what am I doing?
I think
like,
they're great.
It's weird.
Oh, so here's somebody else. People pretend to like tequila. See? I was saying that it's just my little foray into non-alcoholics. I'm like,
I just have to tell you, though,
disgusting.
Of all the liquors, the tequila is my favorite. I do not pretend. But
you
I
like
don't
the
drink anymore.
You like the tequila?
I do. I love a good margarita. I love the way it tastes. Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah, it's so good.
Okay. There we go. All right. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update. No, we're not getting an update from David Wayne.
Right. We don't even have commercials right now.
What?
So we have to keep on
We're just
going to
keep on
y'all.
Keeping on?
Because usually Andrew does the wrap where he has two distinguished people in here talking about stuff unlike
instead
now.
We're the distinguished
people. Right, right. Unlike right now. Grandchildren's dance recitals.
That's terrible.
I love that. I always want to go, but I will look like the weird
actually,
person
I'll say this.
I don't have
some,
kids. It's like,
kind of going along with that.
I love supporting the
pretending
arts.
To like to see other people's children's photos. Because you sometimes somebody will be like, let me share photos of my kids.
Right.
And you're like, oh, you can stop now. Like, it's one thing, you know, especially if you're not interested in the person.
Oh, sure.
You know,
sure.
If it's somebody you like, a family member or a really close friend, let me see your kids. What's going on with your kids?
Yeah, right.
But somebody you don't really know that well or even like that well, and they're like, let me show you my kids. Like, I really don't really want
to get
to know
you
that
well.
Yeah, but
you have to know. Like, have you ever gotten into that situation where somebody is like, hey, oh my gosh, I have, you know, five children. You're like, you have five children or you have three children? And then they like whip out their phone. They're like, yeah, this is my oldest, Zayden. This is my second oldest, Brayden. My third oldest, Jaden. Like, you're like, okay, I get the picture.
That's
the
awesome.
Youngest is Aiden. We got it. We narrowed it down.
You guys say that you have kids, and
but they go through it.
No.
And
but
I
hear that.
Oh, this is his soccer tournament, and this is his basketball, and this is their. And you're like, yeah, I get it. You could have just showed me one family picture. I would have gotten the whole picture and understood that you did all that, and they do all that, and we're good.
Oh, here's
you know?
One that goes along with that: the Instagram post your wife shows you or spouse shows you. Yeah,
whatever. I will share all
like,
of it.
Let me show you this. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, this is funny. Jenna will get offended if she sends you a meme and you're like, and she's like, you didn't respond to that meme. Did you not think it was funny? Why did you not think it was funny?
I sent one to
Explain
Candy.
Explain to me why you
I
don't think it's funny.
I sent one to Candy a couple of weeks ago and she didn't respond. And I was like, I don't think we're friends anymore.
Yeah, don't exactly. say that. No, because you know how busy it is on this side. I did get your meme and I thought that was so funny. And I love
but that's how
I
she thinks.
My whole heart.
I
yes, you know that,
make,
dude.
I try to make people laugh, especially when you're on air and then I hear something you're talking about and I want to send it to you. I'm like, oh, this is so appropriate. Yeah. But, the general answer is agreeing with whatever the group says and nod. Yeah. And a lot of times, like sometimes I'll be in a room and you read the room.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You're like, you know what? I don't want them to fight me because of vaccinations. So let's go ahead and just sit down.
We were talking about the.
There it is.
We were talking about the Crocs and how people pretend to like Crocs, and Candy was defending them. Some other people were defending them. Got a text here that says they make my feet sweat.
Right. They do make your feet sweat. Somebody else said Birkenstocks, which is my second favorite shoe.
Oh, Birkenstocks are great.
Those are great, aren't they? Yeah. But
so you're okay with Birkenstocks, but you're not okay with Crocs.
Oh, there's a huge difference.
First of all, put your
finger
down. And second of all,
it was a pen, first of all.
Threatening. They represent the time of Jesus walking on the earth.
Oh, boy. I don't believe
Crocs
they walked
in. Represent a grandmother going outside to garden.
When I see Birkenstocks, I don't think time of Jesus walking the earth. I think hippies smoking patchouli or whatever it is.
You don't smoke patchouli.
Oh, you don't?
If you smoke patchouli, you will die.
Oh, I don't know.
But you do rub it on and it feels really good and calming. It's very calming.
Yeah, it's a scent. It's not a...
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
It actually covers up the...
Smells like hippie.
No, it covers up the smell of weed. That's why they use it.
Okay.
Dude,
the things you
just
learn.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Candy, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Oh, now you ask me about traffic on the five. She's trying to smell patchouli. Yeah. As we take a look at the road, everything is fine. We're not showing any slowdown.
Smelling Uranus. I got confused.
You know, if I don't have a job because of you two come Monday, I am going to knock on both y'all's doors and you guys are going to house
and
me.
And Uranus will be mine.
That's, yes. Lillian Highway and Cordova Road in Pensacola showing an accident, but no roadblock this morning. And taking a look in Pace. Highway 90, Dean Drive and Sanford Street also showing an accident. But again, I'm not showing a roadblock any of these places. A little slow near Oriole Beach. And this usually happens. This is westbound in Gulf Breeze. Other than that, 98 clear, not showing any problems there. So use caution wherever you are. And if you have a traffic tip or a comment for these two, you can text it at 437. So, like how now it's you two. Earlier,
oh, yeah.
I love this whole
How'd
show.
How did you separate yourself from us all of a sudden?
I know, right? You're dead to me, y'all.
You're like, it's getting Friday. I better start winding.
I've got 4 minutes before Andrew McKay is back.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to hear all about this Monday.
Let me tell you about this city council meeting then.
Yes,
okay?
Dude, I know. But I do have a story.
437-1620. I do have a story.
All right.
Self-driving car. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the week.
That's right.
Self-driving cars are now approved in taxis. Self-driving taxis are approved in San Francisco. It was reported earlier that there's been a problem with people having relations in these cars because, you know, if there's nobody in the car, they're not driving. Hey, we got a little free time. Now, new problem. Apparently, one of these self-driving cars got stuck in some wet cement this past week. Yeah. A car drove past construction barricades even and went right into the wet cement. And so, you know,
it's just stuck there.
I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, a normal human driver would be like, oh, so the route tells me to go this way, but there's barricades there and looks like they just poured some new concrete. So I better just find a different route. But nobody updated the GPS in the self-driving car. So it plowed through the barricades. Can you imagine being the rider in that sucker?
No.
You're just like, please stop, please stop, please stop.
Get out, spell my name with my finger, get back in the car.
Luckily, there was not passengers in the vehicle. The passenger was, the vehicle was on its way to go get a passenger, so there was no passengers in it, luckily.
Good.
So
that's
that was good. But yeah, oh boy. another.
That's pretty funny.
It is funny. Yeah. If you missed this story in space, and we're moving away from space stuff again. The James Webb Telescope took a photo of what looks like a question mark floating out in space.
It looks like a typed question mark.
Made out of stars. Yeah. Like it looks like a star that
it's
is a question
perfect.
Mark.
Perfect. It's a perfect question mark.
Isn't that neat?
It's so wild and bizarre.
Like what are we even doing?
Yeah. But it's like God was like, I'm creating the universe.
That's
and I'm doing
the
this and I'm doing that
get,
and doing
a
this.
Question mark. What are we even doing?
And then God's like, I don't know what I'm gonna put here yet. Just put a question mark there. I'll get back to it later.
Yeah, I'll get right back. Yeah.
I'll get to that later.
A dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Here, they just found et al. That's
That's
wild.
Et cetera. Then we might be getting a new way to get new organs. Doctors in New York had a cadaver where somebody died and donated his body for research. He was brain dead, but his body's still, so they kept his body alive. And doctors transplanted a genetically engineered pig kidney into his body. A month later, the kidney is still functioning. So they're saying this could be a huge breakthrough for organ donation. Not only will we So instead of getting organ donation, we could just grow.
Like you need a kidney, we can grow a kidney, and a heart, and
a pig
all of
one.
That. Right.
Yeah. But if they can do a pig one, eventually they could do a human one. And, mm-hmm. you know, and then the next thing you know, you're getting a genetically engineered kidney or genetically engineered colon. I don't know. Whatever. Do they do colon?
I'm not certain.
Not going to eat a genetically engineered apple, you're no one way you're going to put a genetically engineered colon inside of my Uranus.
It'd be better than, but it would be better than getting a used colon, don't you think?
Oh, now I changed my mind. Go back. I'll take the genetically.
Right. See, Jenna?
I knew it. See? I'm very convincing.
You just changed my mind. That's fine.
Here's Fox News.
California's never had a direct hit from a hurricane. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And Hillary's closing in.